These brave women, being in the habit of fetching the water every morning, saw that if armed men were now to take that duty upon them, the Indians would perceive that their ambuscade had been discovered, and would instantly commence the assault. Morning came, and the random shots of the decoy party were returned with a quick fire from one side of the fort, while the women issued from the other, as if they expected no enemy in that quarter. Could anything be more appalling than the task before them? But they shrink not from it. They move carelessly from the gate. They advanced with composure in a body to the spring. They are within shot of 500 warriors. The slightest alarm will betray them. If they show that they are aware of their thrilling situation, their doom is inevitable. But their nerves do not shrink. They wait calmly for each other till each fills her bucket in succession. The Indians are completely deceived, and not a shot is fired. The band of heroines retrace their steps with steady feet. Their movements soon become more agitated, and are at last hurried. But tradition says that the only water spilt as their buckets crowded together in passing the gate. A sheet of living fire from the garrison and the shrieks of the wounded Indians around the spring have once proclaimed the safety of the women and the triumph of the white men. Insane with wrath to be thus outwitted, the foe rushed from his covert and advanced with fury upon the rifles of the pioneers. But who could conquer the fathers and brothers of such women? The Indians renewed the attack again and again, but they were foiled every time, and at last withdrew their forces.